Good morning. Great to be back. Trying to get back into the re-entry is the part, because this is probably the longest trip that we've been on, a little over 3 weeks. And when you get back, it feels like you have to start all over again, because we're kind of like still on. I feel like I'm still on Beijing time. I've been getting up super early, 5 in the morning, sitting there having a cup of coffee, kind of catch up on the news and everything. I want to share a little bit about our travel. I don't want to share too much because I really want to get the whole team together to do that. But I do want to share a little bit. We came in on Friday, obviously landed between, I think it was 11, 12, around there, if I can remember. The traffic was horrendous coming down from there to here. A lot of accidents. So I think I didn't get in at home until about maybe 5, 6 in the evening. And so it was a long drive sitting there. My son-in-law, Ruben, drove, and I'm sitting in the truck, kept passing out, in and out. And every time you step on the brakes, I'll do this, you know. Oh, okay, what was that? Yeah, I agree, yeah. You know, and so I kept feeling like I was still on the plane. Then I came in Saturday, think, okay, you know what? Yeah, no problem. I can get a service, get it done and everything. I got Saturday, but I was in and out of consciousness, you know, sleeping. And just, I came here Saturday and remember, oh, wait a minute, I got to pay my bills. I forgot to pay my bills. So I had to do that and just in and out, trying to get back in this time. But it'll come. So, but I do want to share a little bit. In fact, open up your Bibles to Acts chapter 13. We will get back to Acts chapter 16 next week as we get back and looking at Paul's final last missionary journey. And I'm looking forward to that. It's exciting. And but I do want to share a little bit out of Acts 13, and we'll get back to worshiping. So look at Acts chapter 13, verse 1, and I want to share the first 5 verses. Talk about the first 5 verses here. We already gone through this chapter, and talks about Paul and Barnabas as they're sent out to the, by the Gentiles, and their missionary trip, and the how the early church is starting to take off. And so look at verse 1. It says, "Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, and Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, I'm going to call him Manny, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And as they ministered," now listen to verse 2, "as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, 'Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them.' Then having fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them and they sent them away. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they arrived in Samalis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they also had John as their assistant." Now, from there, Acts chapter 14, verse 26, you can listen. It says, "And from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work which they had completed." And then you guys know Romans chapter 10, verse 9, because one of my favorite verses, I use it all the time when I go out there and I witness and everything. Listen to what Romans 10, verse 9 and 15. You know it well. It says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. How many believe that? Amen. "For with the heart one believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jews or Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Who believes that? Amen. Now listen to this part. Verse 14. "Well, how then shall they call upon him who they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him who they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things." And the reason why I'm sharing this is because I'm so blessed on how the body of Christ worked together with the Lord, how we as a body of Christ worked with the Lord and sending us out on this short missions trip. And not only us, but other missionaries. Now, in Acts 13, which we read, look at verse 2. It says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted. This is our part of working together with God, that the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So I love this because it's God who chooses to send. This is God's part, and we're working with him when you guys sent us out on this to go to China. God's the one who calls whom he chooses. He's the one that selects them because he said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work which I have called them. And then God selected them too. Then God sent them out because it goes on and says, so they being sent forth, they were sent forth by the Holy Spirit. So that's God's part. And so if you're here and you're wondering, well, you know, who goes and why do you go and all these questions? And you know, I heard people say, oh, it's just a vacation. If you really believe that, then I would encourage you to come. Come on vacation with us. Walk 10,000 steps a day. And you'll see that it's more than just a vacation. It's not a vacation. In fact, this trip has been more intense. It's the security there has been more intense. And I'm going to share this dream I have. It's really exciting. But God's the one who selected us. And then now our part as the body of Christ, your part is that God selected us. Your part was that you certified that calling. You agreed to that calling because as a body of Christ, you gave us approval. In fact, it tells us that here in chapter 13, it says that when the Holy Spirit separated Paul and Barnabas, look what the church did. It says, and when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and they sent them away. And it's funny. You sent them away. Not you sent us away, but not, hey, get out of here, you know. You sent us away to do the work which God has separated us unto. And so we got your approval, and it was done by how? It says here that they fasted in prayer. So it was all done by the many prayers that were going forth and for us who God called us out. And not only for the prayers, but also by you providing for us to go. And the whole purpose of sending us and missionaries going out there were sent to establish the churches there, to make disciples and to build the body of Christ. Now, we personally didn't do that, but our part was to bring the word of God, and many of the Christians there witnessing, and they build the body of Christ. So that's the whole purpose. We're sent there to encourage the missionaries, to encourage other Christians, exhorting them to continue in the faith. And of course, it tells us there in 13 that we must, through much tribulation, enter the kingdom of God. And so this is the whole purpose. So I was so blessed by how God chose us, how God selected us. He sent us out, and then the body of Christ, we had your approval by your many prayers, which was so important. I was so blessed when I came back because my youngest granddaughter, Gia, Monique, and them, she had a little sign there and said, these are the hands that kept you in prayer. Or how did it say? These are the hands were praying for your return. And she printed all her hands on the paper. So it was like this. So she's standing there like this. And it was so great. It was so awesome. And, you know, but prayer, we couldn't do without prayer. Now, I'm going to share with you, and just in the month of October through the 2nd and 10th, how many Bibles did we get across? And I may get this wrong. I'm still kind of in that zone of trying to get back, you know, back to earth, back to the valley here. But there was 18 boxes of Bibles that were taken in. A total of 1,080 Bibles, which was 0.4 tons. that were taken in. Seems like when you say tons, that seems like a lot. Well, come on, you took tons of Bible in. That's the weight of it. And so, but it was really a big blessing. Now, God blessed us. There was no setbacks. Every crossing was successful, which was exciting. But again, we were only able to take shoulder bags. So you have shoulder bags, so you can only take so many Bibles. And the reason for that is because of so important and your support, because it was very effective, very fruitful. Again, we got the Word of God in both areas. And let's not stop praying, but let's continue to pray that God will raise one man there in the Northwest who will be on fire, who will be able to stand up. And how he's going to do it, I'm not sure, but God can do it and get the gospel out there. Maybe there'll be like a fire going of people just getting saved by the thousands. But it's deep in the lion's den. And when you're deep in the lion's den, you go through a lot. You can feel it. But it's just exciting to know that God's with us. And that we there and we're praying. And so I'll just leave it as that. And hopefully we'll get the team together and we'll get some pictures that we can show you. And again, Cheryl, you might say, we heard it. It's always different. And the picture is obviously always different. The teams are different. And so we'll share more and of that. So obviously I didn't get a chance to do a full-blown study because, again, I was still trying to get in back to normal. I'd never been normal, but you know what I mean. Back to normal in time. So, well, let's continue to worship the Lord. And, again, we thank you for your prayers.